Continue to study the topic. This is a theme of this CYC. I preach because I am called. We have been called by Lord Jesus. So we all have a responsibility. So hope after this series of the topics and all the scripture teachings we learn, we can prepare this mindset and go back home, start to preach the gospel. Start at our home, our place, our school. Right? So today is the last day of the 2015. It's December 31st. So tomorrow is a new year. Right? So a new year resolution. So the new year determination, the new year, a new goal. Let's think about it. I preach because I'm called. By whom we are called. Right? This is what Apostle Paul, he made a statement in Galatians chapter 1, verse 15. God separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace. Right? So when we read, when we study the book of Ephesians, we see God already chose every one of us. That's why we can sit in the chapel together and learn his word together. Right? So praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Okay, so God chose us in him, in Christ Jesus, before the foundation of the world. Through his grace, so our status can change from the children of wrath to children of God. Likewise, in the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, the prophet. In ancient time, God called his people out, specially for certain purpose. So, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. This is what God talked to Jeremiah. I sanctified you. Right? I ordained you a prophet to the nations. So, he's supposed to proclaim the message of God to many nations. So, I formed you in the womb. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And I sanctified you. So, if we understand who called us and give us a special purpose and ordain us with a status which is honorable and glorious status, then that's what we should do. Right? We have to really understand his calling. So the purpose of the calling, since he chose us, he ordained us for what? Not just sit in the chapel, receive all the delicious food. Right? We have a good fellowship here. It's so good to be in the CYCC. Beyond that, God revealed his son in me that I might preach him among the Gentiles. So Galatians chapter 1 verse 16. After he made a statement about God's chosen, God chose him and then he said, in chapter 1, verse 16, Galatians 1, 16. Chapter 1, 16, to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the nations. Immediately I conferred not with the with flesh and the blood. So, you know, God initiate, God choose the person, God initiate this calling, and God reveal himself, his word, to the person. Right? And then give him a purpose. So after Paul, he recognized his status and God's calling, and he said, I might preach him among the nations. In Jeremiah, the same. You can see how in Old Testament and New Testament, just the same pattern. God choose someone to spread and to deliver his message. Just so the person, just like a vehicle, right? A vehicle to deliver the message. So let's read this verse, Jeremiah 1, 7 to 9. It's very important. Jeremiah 1, 7 to 9. Sister Ruth. Ruth, can you read? Okay. So Jeremiah, he was young, as a young man, he was afraid of preaching the gospel too, preaching the word of God. So he said, I don't know, I cannot speak, I don't know what to say. But the Lord said, don't say that I'm a child, for you should go to all and I shall send you. Whatever I command you, you just say it. So you should go to all to whom I send you. And then, verse 9, behold. Verse 9, behold. He said, I have put my word in your mouth. So the message he's supposed to deliver, God gave him hers first. Right? So that's why, if we really study the Word of God, and we really put our effort in prayer, this is how God will do to us too. He will touch us, touch our mouth, and then we will just say His Word. So God said, I put my Word in your mouth. So when we preach, then we know our responsibility. And this is an entrustment. So this calling, when we answer it, then we deliver we fulfill God's will. So the purpose is very clear, right, to us. So consider our new status. Sometimes we don't have this kind of the motivation. Most of us, just like Jeremiah, I'm young. Yeah, I don't know what to say. I'm afraid of the people, right? So, when we study the book of Ephesians, Bible study, we have new status. So, Ephesians chapter 2, yesterday we studied, right? A new status. From the children of wrath to being the children of God. This is a change. Let's acknowledge this new status and make us behave just like a children of God, and we really know what we should do. So the children of wrath, because they are the wrath of tried by the evil spirit, my demon. So yesterday I haven't got the chance to review the reason you mentioned in the group discussion. Some of the answer actually mentioned the evil spirit is working in this world. That's why people's heart turn to away from God, far and far, because they don't like be taught. People want freedom, and they consider coming to church is a lot of the judgmental opinion. Every time in the church, may be condemned, right? And they feel guilty. So they consider it's not good. So people, they just following their lust, following the spirit, the evil spirit, who is the principle of the what? 空中掌权者的手里, right? In control. This whole world in his control. But we are different. We have been called out of the world, being the children of God. So now we have different purpose, different life. From verse 2 and verse 6, we can see how from walking according to the course of this world, after this calling, we become sitting together in the heavenly places in Christ. So we live with Jesus, resurrect with Jesus, and we sit with Jesus, and then we reign with him on the throne. So this is a new change, right? Walking according to the course of this world. This is the trend. The trend of the society. But make sure we are sitting together in heavenly places in Jesus. So we are the chosen generation. That's what we are so special. Right? And we have a purpose for this life. In Ephesians 12, chapter 2, 12 and 19, from a stranger and a foreigner to being a member of the household of God. Right? So this is what we studied yesterday. A stranger and a foreigner in the covenant of God. Before Jesus Christ, we have no idea about Jesus, about gospel. Right? We have no part in the presence. All the promise, we are just outsider. But in Christ, we change our status from stranger to household. We become his children. We inherit all his promises. Okay? So, in verse 13, chapter Ephesians 2:13, once were far off, have no hope, no hope in God. But now, we've been brought near by the brother Christ. So we have to sense it. You know, because we most of us are born in TJC, we don't have this comparison. Outside the teachers, outside the Christ, and in the Christ, what a big difference. But those who come in from other faith, they will sense this is a big difference. We have been brought near God by the blood of Jesus because someone saved us, redeemed us out of the sinful nature, sin, the desires, and the evil spirit control. We can live in a very joyful heart, joyful life, with a peaceful life. But what are you going to repay God's calling? It's very, very essential. So, acknowledgement. If we understand our new status, Let's learn from Paul how he acknowledged God's calling and God's grace. So Ephesians chapter 3:7. Ephesians 3:7. I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God. I became a minister. So it's just like a sermon. As a sermon. According to God's gift. Then God will make him just like a channel operation. So he make people understand how important to receive Jesus as a Savior, to receive this eternal life. So Ephesians 3:2, you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you. That's why Paul, very sure what he should do. He had to reveal all of the mystery. Make sure everybody understands God's plan. So let's read this verse. It's important. Ephesians 3. So when we answer God's calling, at the same time, we have to make sure we know God's salvation and we can declare clearly. Ephesians 3, verse 1, let's read verse 1 to 4. Ephesians 3, 1 to 4. Brother, who else haven't read the Bible yet? Anyone? Let me see. Louis, please read. Okay, thank you. From 1 to 4. So, in verse 3, it says, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in few words. So, Paul said, when you read it, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. And the mystery is describing in verse 5, right? In onward, which is in verse 6. The Gentiles shall be fellow heirs and of the same body, partaker of his promise in Christ by the gospel. So, no matter it's Jew or Gentiles, we all have this grace. As long as we believe in Jesus, we can be saved. We become the partaker of heavenly kingdom. So, that's what we become a minister. A sermon. Think about this, a sermon. And then, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 9 to 10, he said, I am the least of the apostles. Who am not worthy to be called an apostle? But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Okay? So today, no matter who we are, we hold the same status, which is the minister, a minister of God, a servant. We're supposed to deliver the message. By the grace of God, I am what I am. So at this age, We are students in college. We fulfill the duty. At the same time, we do our best to preach. Because this in this age, we have opportunity living on campus, right? We can contact our friends, classmates, or schoolmates at your same age. Because at this moment, at this age, it's difficult to preach maybe someone who are much older than you. Because we are lack of experience, right? But we are easy to talk to your schoolmate because you are in the same environment, at the same age. So you know each other, you know that you know others thinking, right? People can understand you better. But after getting older, you will find out there's a gap, the gap of age. So sometimes we feel the difficulty to preach to other generations, right? Just like in my 50s, if I talk to the 20s or teenagers, somehow my thinking may be different from the youngest, right? But to you, this is every stage we preach to the person whom we understand the best. We know their situation. So this is the time. By the grace of God, I am what I am. No? So we have been blessed in different campuses. Let's do it. I just consider, you know, some youth worry about your future marriage. Because if you consider the pool of the youth in U.S., we are just that. You know, that's the youth, right? We have in the Lord. Let me consider who will be my future spouse, right? Not too many choices. What will you do? If you consider your marriage, or consider the next generation, or the youth, their marriage, what should we do? Preach, go out to preach, right? Preach to youth, to friends. Bring them into TCHC. Convert them into, you know, become the household of God. That's why. That's what we can have hope. Because we do need to enlarge the poor, the family. Okay? So, we not only help ourselves, we also help the church, the future generations. Every nation, in every place, it's the same principle. We have to really preach to make the kingdom be more glorified. Okay? So a new mindset. The mindset is in Philippians chapter 3, Apostle Paul, he said, after he acknowledged his status, his purpose, and he answered to God's calling. Now he said, what things were gained to me, this I have counted loss for Christ. Yet, indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Right? Philippians chapter 3, 7 to 8. So, what things were gained to you? This you have to count it loss for Christ. So this is a mindset, very important. If we hear his calling, we want to answer to his calling. And then we want to do what the calling want us to do, then prepare our mindset. What are the things that Apostle Paul he considered a gain to him before he came to Christ? What are the things? The things, see, he has a lot of knowledge. A knowledge in the Old Testament, in the law. Right? He considered the status is important. So he was a Pharisee. And he was a member of the Sanhedrin. He was honored as a very fervent disciple of Moses. He tried his best to become the best one, the number one, right? So compete with others. He considered himself, I am the best. So in his episode to Galatians, I think he mentioned this, right? In Galatians chapter 1, verse 14. This is a mindset of competition. I will be better than you. Galatians chapter 1, verse 14. He mentioned it. Someone sit in the back. There's a Grace, right? Sister Grace. Grace, your last name is? Zhang. Grace, please read. Chapter 1, verse 14, Galatians. Finish already? Okay, thank you. So, in this verse, you can see how he considered himself. He's very good. No? He's very good. But after in Jesus, he considered he's the least one. He even was unworthy to be called an apostle. So, all the things before, now he considered. Is a loss because of Jesus. So, indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ. And this Christ is my Lord. So, change our value system. It's very important. We have to really understand what is most valuable things we can do in this life. If we know God's calling, we want to answer to His call, prepare this mindset. Do God's work is the most valuable thing. It's the most. Because what we have done will be remembered in heaven. God show us the reward, even though the task is so big. It's not that easy. But this is how God will train us. Become His children. Just like a loving father discipline, educate his child. With this mindset, a new value system, we know what is the best, what is the most valuable thing. And now, we can hear Him call, right? Because we have belief. Now, we all believe in Jesus. We have been baptized in TJC. We receive the new status. We can hear God's calling only to those who believe. Right? Unbeliever, God doesn't call. God just ask them come to believe in the gospel, right? But God calls someone to work for him. We are mentioning about this calling for someone to work, to serve. We can hear because we believe now. Now, we can actually hear his calling if we are in tune with God. So there's a hymn called Near to the Heart of God. Which number? 388? All right. Or 389? Near. Still near. 389. 89. Near. So every day, draw us near to the heart of God. If our heart are in tune with God's call, with God, then we can really hear his calling. If we try to follow this word, then it's difficult. Even though we know God's calling, but we cannot actually hear it. And then we must answer or obey the call by surrendering ourselves to fulfill the call of God and actually engage in preaching. Okay? We have to answer to God's calling. Every SSC or seminars, you know, sermon, we all heard a lot of the teaching and God's message. And, you know, the sermon speakers keep deliver the message. We have to go out to preach. Evangelize is the key. In order to make the church more peace, more joyful, we have to go out to preach. If we have a newcomer, new face in the church, you know, every brother sister saw it and we are so joyful, so happy. You know, many members can just share what they have in their own testimony, right? We try to show love to others. This is the way we really can practice the word of God. It's a lot, it contains a lot of benefit. Not only make the church quiet, but also more focus to fulfill God's mission. So let's answer God's call and obey God's calling. Fulfill his purpose, our purpose of this life. So response to the calling. Paul, he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16, all is me if I do not preach the gospel. Okay. So, it means I don't have a choice. To Paul, go out to preach is his only choice. No others. I have been called to preach. This is what he identified himself. This is his position. And reward. Right? In verse 17, chapter 9, 17, if I do this willingly, then I have a reward. But if against my will, I have been entrusted with the stewardship. So what he said is very clear to us, right? If I don't preach, over to me. But if I preach, I receive the reward. I preach with a willing heart. Because when we preach, we're supposed to magnify the life of Jesus on us. So when we preach with a joyful heart, and people will view, oh, how come this is very good? You know, you are so joyful. It seems the gospel really make you happy. So this is a good message. People can hear what what we say, right? Because we are the testimony. If against my will, say, I have been entrusted. So this is a responsibility. No way to escape. This is the only way to fulfill it and then to receive the reward and enjoy it. Oh, enjoy in preaching. So, God called us, right? God called us to preach. We hear, we take action, we really obey the call, the calling. Then, when we preach, something very important. Don't forget. First, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them. Let's read this verse. First Timothy chapter 4. First Timothy chapter 4. Verse 16. Chapter 4, 16. I think I call everybody to read the Bible already. Okay, same. I read out loud. When we preach, make sure we can be saved. We have to do what we say. Don't just preach to others and let others do. But eventually, if we become unqualified to be saved, and then what is the purpose? Right? Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. So make sure we preach the right message. If we don't know it, and then we ask, we have someone to explain. By doing so, you should both save yourself and those who hear you. Let us, with this same heart, we preach, we also be very vigilant to what we say. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, he said, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock. Acts 20:28. When we preach, actually, we are helping the holy work. We make our church bigger and we enlarge the kingdom. But be careful. Verse 28. Sister Tiffany. Tiffany, please read. Okay. 29. Okay. So, take heed to yourself, to all the flock. We are entrusted this mission to preach, but don't forget, we also have to take care of our brother sister. You know, sometimes we may focus only one thing, but don't forget, we preach people in, then we make them become a disciple, right? So make the house of God peaceful and joyful. We bring them to learn, to serve. And at the end, we all can be saved. So take heed to yourself, to to all the flock. So, this I think so that's what I prepared for it. This is another. This is from yesterday. Okay, we still have about a couple of minutes. I wanted to show you. What's this one? Oh no, yes. At the very end. I haven't summarized your answer yet, but I will update it. But this is usually the reason people cannot accept gospel. So the first, if we compare all the different different people's opinion, they don't believe because they have never really heard the gospel. If we really heard the gospel, they know how important the gospel is. How terrible the hell is. People never think about it. You know, so if people really heard the gospel, then their mind can be different. So this is why we have to preach. Second, because when we preach, we always use the Bible. But the problem is, they struggle understanding the Bible. Many people, they cannot get the point of what Bible said. It seems not make sense to them, you know, in certain degree. So we have a responsibility to explain the Bible to them, make them understand what's God's word, and this God's way. Right? God already prepared this salvation for everybody. Let's do our part to make people understand the Bible. Right? So we go out, not only share our testimony, but at the same time, we teach them what is the Bible say. So we equip ourselves, then we share with others. No? We are not going to be a teacher, but just what we share with what we have learned. Number three, they heard other messages more loudly. So right now, more and more people, they turn to atheists. They consider, I don't need a religion. I don't need God. I just want to be myself. I only believe myself. I don't believe in God because I don't think God can help, right? People, they are so disappointed from the faith. So they heard more and more messages from other religion, Muslim. See, right now in the US, the Muslim population actually growing. But Christianity declined gradually, you know. From about 10 years, is it 10 years? Christianity, the total population, the percentage, lost about 8% in the United States only. 8% of the population. See how many million people they turn away from this faith, right? But at the same period of time, about 6% of population turn to no need for faith, no need of religion. And about 3% increase for Muslim. You can see the different trend, right? So let's speak it out for the gospel. Number four, they see hypocrisy in the church. So make sure this kind of the the phenomena, not in TJC. Because we are true Jesus Church. Everyone must be true. Right? We live up what we say. This is our faith. And this is what we are going on the way always. Okay? Number five. Let's see the church as judgmental and lacking compassion. But to our church, if people come in to listen to the message, the salvation, of course, the message is just a mirror. The word of God just like a double-edged sword peer into the people's heart, right? So, at the same time, we feel the power, the word, but by relying on the Holy Spirit, we receive the strength, the power. So we can be empowered by Spirit, then we can live it out. Okay? So, that's why other Christianity, other denomination, they proclaim the word of God, the gospel, but they are lacking of the power of the Holy Spirit. But to Jewish TJC, it's different. Right? We boldly to proclaim the message, we have this weapon, Holy Spirit, to empower everyone so we can change. People enjoy in their sin. Right? So they don't need God. They have a good life. But we know their end. You enjoy the sinful life here, then you pay the price later. They believe time is on their side, right? I believe later. I'm busy. I don't have time now. Don't talk to me the religion. Don't talk to me the Jesus. Right? I have my own agenda now. But time is not at our hand. Number eight, they still fail to see their loss. They don't know, actually it's lost, right? They don't know what they have lost in this life. They consider they earn something, they have hold on something very, very valuable, but actually at the end it's empty, right? But they don't recognize the fact. Number nine, they cannot understand the preaching. So we preach TJC, right? We preach the gospel, but at the end, we have to also mention true Jewish church. This is the church you're supposed to in. So let us make it clear. People can understand the gospel and can relate how important the church is. Number 10, they are overwhelmed by follow-up. Some people, they say, because too much pressure. Right? People just keep bothering. Come to church, come to church. So they reject. So we know how to preach, right? We have to know the way. So people will not get misunderstood our good heart. Because this is what we receive from the Lord. That's why we want to share, right? But in a very acceptable way, people can receive the message. Okay, so this is just a supplement from yesterday. Okay, let's pray in silence.